We're on the telephone with Alton Kalo, who is an ag economist with Steiner Consulting Group. And Alton, I wanted to talk to you about the Brazilian meat scandal. It sounds like this thing is really spread here the last 24 hours or so. So what's the latest that you're hearing?
Well, as far as spreading, I mean, certainly the news stories have spread. I'm not sure if the scandal itself, at least I haven't seen any new information coming in from Brazil per se. One of the new pieces of information certainly is stories that China has gone ahead and temporarily suspended beef imports from Brazil, which is a fairly significant move since Brazil in the last 12 months or so has emerged as the top beef supplier into China, and China itself has become one of the largest beef importers in the world. So that certainly would, if it's sustained, would be significant for the global beef market.
Yeah, and when I said it was spreading, I agree. I don't know that it's worsened in Brazil, but certainly with China's move and also talk about the EU, I think as well.
Correct. Yeah, I think they're, and the same thing with the USDA here in the U.S. as well. I think USDA has moved to have 100% inspections at the port of entry for all Brazilian products, which is, the kind of move that they certainly take after, new material information becomes, becomes available. So that's been the U.S. response to it.
How significant could this be as far as maybe being a market mover?
Well, it's going to depend a lot on how the Brazilians respond to it, whether they are able to provide enough information to global beef buyers that, once again, allows them to regain confidence in Brazilian products. At this point, the main challenge for the market is whether, they can trust in the integrity of the of the food safety systems in Brazil. It's been only, if you certainly look at the news reports, it involves smaller companies and a relatively small amount of product, relative to the total amount of beef that Brazil ships to the rest of the world. But, sometimes perception is reality.
I guess it just, as you said, kind of depends on just how long of a tail this thing has, I suppose.
And also how aggressive they are in, convincing global buyers that Brazil has a safe, food safety system, and they're able to guarantee the the integrity of the systems they have. I mean, in the past they've actually have had a fairly good track record in convincing the global buyers that they can get their hands around similar problems. I mean, they had a foot and mouth disease issue a few years back, and they were very aggressive in implementing new systems and the traceability systems and so forth. Allowed the Europeans and allowed some of the Asian buyers to return to Brazilian beef, and eventually allowed the U.S. to return to Brazilian beef. So I think it's up to basically show that they can handle this.
Is it possible that U.S. products will replace the products that were going to China?
No, because China is not allowing U.S. beef already, and I don't think they will allow U.S. beef after this. There's still issues to be resolved between U.S. and China as far as the kind of products that China will allow. Now, I think eventually they will allow beef that has not been fed with some of these feed additives that China doesn't allow, and so I think that's going to be an issue down the road. But initially, I don't think we're going to replace the amount of if this thing, and there's a lot of ifs here, whether China maintains the suspension of Brazilian beef. They're not going to buy beef out of the U.S. They're probably going to try to buy more beef out of South America, whether it's Uruguay, Argentina, other places. They're going to try to pursue Australian beef and New Zealand beef more aggressively. But what it's going to do is that then some of the markets that currently are buying beef from Australia and New Zealand and whose other alternative is U.S. beef, those would be the markets then would kind of come into the U.S. and try to source more products here. So it's a little bit of a domino effect that you may have, at least in the short term, over the long run, I think that somehow, some way, the global markets have shown that they can right themselves, and Brazil will find places to go with their products, and everything is going to get resolved. But in the short term, I think that's where the support for U.S. beef is going to be, not because China is going to buy more product from the U.S., but because some of the other Asian buyers will have to come to the U.S. because China is going to crowd them out of the Australian and the New Zealand market.
And this involved chicken, too, I believe, didn't it?
I'm not aware of chicken, but I think certainly the focus has been on from the news stories themselves, some of the issues that especially BRF, which is a very large chicken producer in Brazil, I think that they had some issues, but I haven't been aware of any other suspensions with regard to chicken. It may be the case. I was only aware of beef.
Okay. All right. Well, Elton, I appreciate anything else. Any other comments? Or?
No, I think it's going to play itself out over the next couple of weeks. I think there's probably more to come.